Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chavav, and we will talk about a topic that comes out throughout this Masechta, and that is the essence of the mitzvah of shofar, and specifically shofar, something that it functions as besides the mitzvah itself. And it comes up both on Amud Aleph here and Amud Beis. First on Amud Aleph, as the Gemara tells us, as we know, three different opinions why one would not be able to use the shofar of a para, the shofar of a cow. The Mishnah tells us all shofars are kshirim except that of a cow because it is a keren. It is not a shofar, it's called a keren. And Rabbi Yossi argues all shofars are called keren, but that is all number one. Number two, the second most famous answer, Ula tells us, the reason of the Rabbanan that you cannot use a shofar of a para is because of Ein Kategar Na'aseh Sanegar, because the prosecutor and the defense attorney cannot be the same person, cannot be the same power, and therefore a shofar, which reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Chet HaEgel, which is Kategar, cannot be used in the Kodesh Kadashim. Cannot be used in the Avodah because it is, that would be a Sanegar. But along the way of explaining that Shita, let's do this because it'll be important for us, right? Rav Chisda tells us, why can't the Kohen Gadol wear Big Day Zahav? Lifnai v'lifnim, right? The Kohen Gadol has four special vestments that are just his. And Dafka, those are taken off when he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Right? One would think that he would wear his most special begadim when he goes in, but it's not true. Right? He takes them off before he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Why? Because the gold will, so to speak, remind Hashem of the Chet HaEgel, and therefore Ein Kategar Na'aseh Sanegar. Says the Gemara, really? Is that a principle? What about the blood of the cow? Vika Dampar? What is the Kohen Gadol sprinkling when he goes in? So isn't that a problem? Doesn't that remind Hashem? Hov ishtini ishtini. Well, it's still, it's nishtana. Right? It's changed. It's blood now. It's not cow anymore. It's blood. And therefore, just like we have the concept by shinui kona and other areas of halacha, so too is nishtana. Alright, what about the aron and the kaparas and the kruv? There's a golden kli sitting inside the kodesh kadashim. No, but you're not using that. He's not using that to do the avoda. It's just there. Skipping a line. What about wearing the big days of every day, not in the Kodesh Kodashim. He wears his golden vestments every single day outside. So why isn't that a problem? So the Gemara answers, no, only the Kodesh Kodashim has that standard. Only inside the Kodesh Kodashim has the standard of Ein Kategar Na'aseh Sanegar. So what about Shofar? So what about Shofar? Shofar is not in the Kodesh Kodashim. Says the Gemara, well, it kind of is. Shofar nami mibachutsu, kivan de lizikaron hu, kibifnim dami. Since Shofar is lizikaron, to bring our zikaron inside, in front of Hashem, it's ki'ilu, it's in the Kodesh Kadashim. Right, Rashi says, it has the same standards as the Big Day Kohen Gadol, which you're not allowed to wear inside, so too shofar. So there is some type of idea of the shofar helping us and imagining us in the Kodesh Kadashim. And this is a halachic context. This isn't just a nice hashkafic idea. But in a halachic context, shofar has the same status as kilifnai v'lifnim. And the question is why? Where does that come from? There's no other mitzvah like it. That it's ki'ilu, you're somewhere else. Right? When you shake a lulav, it's ki'ilu, you're somewhere else. If you read the Megillah, no, there's no such thing like it. Right? So why does shofar all of a sudden take us into the Kodesh Kadashim? The other question is from Amud Beis. Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us about the ideal shape of shofaros and chatzotzros. The Mishnah tells us here in Chafav Mabez, Machlokes, what is the best shape of the shofar? Should the shofar be a pashut, right? Yael pashut, should it be straight? Or is it better for a shofar to be bent? Is the shofar better to be bent? So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara quotes it from Rabbi Levi, Mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim b'kfufin, v'shal rukal Hashanah b'pshutin. Better for the shofaros to be bent and rounded. What's the machlokas about? Why would it be better to have a bent shofar, which is generally what we have, or a straight shofar? So the Gemara answers, well, it depends on the position and the posture of a person on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara quotes, if you say that on Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to be bent over in prayer, then it's better to have a shofar that's bent over to mirror the posture of the person. Right, kama dekayif inish daite tfeimali. The more a person is bent over, the better it is. So too the shofar mirrors that. And others say no. Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be straight and standing up in front of Hashem. Kama depashit inish daite tvimali. The more your mind is straight. Okay, so either way, the question is about the posture impacts the shape of the shofar. And that's what Rashi says here. Kama dekayif inish bitfiloso. Right, how much a person is bent over in his tefillah upon of kushin la'aretz tfei adif. The more he's bent down and looking at the ground, that's better. Mishum v'hayu einai v'libi sham, as the pasuk says, describing the Beis Hamikdash. Hilkach Rosh Hashanah deliz tefillah ulahazkir akedas yitzchak ba beinan kfufin. So again, we ask, what is the shape of the shofar have to do with how I'm standing on Rosh Hashanah? Shofar is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah should have certain requirements. Tell me, is it supposed to be bent? Is it supposed to be straight? Is it supposed to be have gold on it? Is it supposed to have any other layers? So why does the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, connect this to the shape and the posture of the person? So we've had Shiurim before Rosh Hashanah before, right? The secret of this seems to be that many Achronim suggest, and that is shofar is not just a Maisa mitzvah like other mitzvahs. There's another whole element to shofar that applies to shofar bedafka and not to other mitzvos. This is also tipped off by the fact that we blow shofar in the middle of the Amida. Usually, we're not allowed to do anything in the middle of the Amida. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah during the Amida. You're not allowed to hold, even holding a siddur. Well, you use it for davening, so that's where you're allowed to hold it. But otherwise, you can't do or have anything in the middle of davening. Right? The Mishnah, the beginning of the second paragraph of Brachas, talks about hefsekim you're allowed to have in Kriya Shema. Between the paragraphs, in the middle of the paragraphs, and B'nei HaKavod, and B'nei HaYirah, all these different details at the beginning of the second paragraph of Brachos. But Tosfos there points out that's only for Kriya Shema. For the Amida, for Shmona Esrei, there's no Hefsekim allowed. Just go straight. Not allowed to be Mafsik. So how here are we Mafsik for Shofar? We take a break, and everybody during Chazaras HaShatz, and some even during Tila Balachash, again, so we know there's a concept of Tfilah Seder HaBrachos, to mix in the shofar with the brachas of Shmona Esrei. But why is that? What kind of din is that? Why is that the din? Rashi's maybe holds that's a din d'araisa. Remember, that's the Rashi we had earlier on Daf Tezayin. And the Ritva couldn't believe it. He said, no, that's what the Ritva talks about in his sheet about Asmachta. It can't be d'araisa, even though it sounds that way from the Torah. The Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefana B'Shofar Sha'ayel. And then he gets into the Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaros. So what's the message? So the message is, as I said, shofar is also, besides being a mitzvah of shofar, it's a form of tefillah. It itself is a form of prayer. We daven with words, and we daven without words. Shofar is davening without words. That's how we do it in the middle of the Amida. That's why we say in Musaf, we say Hashem is mavin u'ma'azin. Hashem understands and hears our shofar. What does that mean? What do you have to understand about shofar? Hashem sees us blowing shofar. Hashem doesn't understand our matzah, right? We eat matzah. So what does it mean? Ki ata shomea kol shofar u'ma'azin trua v'ein do melach. Right? And we say Hashem is shomea en ma'azin. And then the next line, in Aresha Sfasenu, mevin u'ma'azin, mabit u'makshiv. He sees and he hears. So it sounds like there's something deeper than just hearing, because itself is a form of tefillah as well. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anios. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah zaseh min haTorah lizok ulaharia b'chatzotzros." It's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa to cry out and to be meiria and to blow with trumpets al kol tzara shetavo la tzibur al kol tzara on any tzara that comes on the tzibur. So the question is, some point out, where do you put the comma in this Rambam? So the pashas is, you might read it as, mitzvah zaseh min haTorah lizok, cry out in prayer, comma, and then, ulahariya b'chatzotzros, and then to blow with trumpets. Trumpets are for the fast day, and shofar is for Rosh Hashanah. But you might say that there's no comma. Maybe the word lizok, of crying out, is also going on b'chatzotzros. It's mitzvah zaseh min haTorah to do two things b'chatzotzros. Or one act functions on two levels. Lizok ulaharia b'chatzotzros. But it's also going on the chatzotzros. We cry out with words and we cry out with chatzotzros as well. Or another area of halacha that'll come up by the Shem a little bit later in this mesechta. Right? What's the sound of the shofar that we have to hear? So we know the Gemara is going to tell us, well, we're not sure what to do. So we do everything just in case. We know the Torah wants us to make some kind of crying sound. And it's supposed to be preceded and followed by a straight sound. So we'll blow all of them. We're not sure it's supposed to be a shvarim. What we call shvarim, is it supposed to be a trua? Is it supposed to be shvarim trua? So we'll do all of them just in case. But if you look in the Rif holds that durach hazaras hashatz, when we blow shofar as well, you don't have to do all three of them each bracha, which is our minhag. He says, no, you can do tashrat one bracha, and tashat one bracha, and tarat one bracha. And then you're covered. That's good enough. Chosen v'tokan, I'll say there are brachas. Tashrat pamachas, v'tashat pamachas, v'tarat pamachas. And ask the achronim, or the rishonim even, the Ramban. The Ramban asks on the Rif, how is that possible? I mean, if it's a maisa mitzvah, we're not sure what to do. And you have a chiyuv to blow shofar with each bracha. So you should have to do all the possibilities by each bracha. Because this is a mitzvah that I have to do by malchus, I have to do by shofars, I have to do by each of them. So why is there such flexibility? Says the Ramban of the Malchamas there. Mikan, tekivan she'en yachid v'yachid chayev v'tekios v'truos ela chovas brachos hu. It's a chovas brachos shemasriyan bahen dai lahem v'tekia kol shehu kadeshi yis'ale tfilasenu b'shofar. It's good enough. It's good enough to help our tefillah go up with the shofar. So it's even somewhat explicit here in this Ramban. There's more flexibility because this isn't a ma'isa mitzvah. Okay, these are the rules of the mitzvah, what you have to do. By matzah, you have to eat a kezias, you have to eat it in this amount of time, you have to eat it with haseba, all the different rules. Shofar has rules, but it's a little more flexible. You want to do this one, or do that one. So some suggest that's because of the tefillah element of shofar. Because tefillah can be a little flexible, what is said, how it's said. So too, maybe shofar as well. There's a big sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana that comes up in Rosh Hashanah. Later on, we'll have it, Rav Hashem, in a couple of days, right on Daf Chaf Ches, right, with the mitzvah srichas kavana or ain't srichas kavana. If somebody forces me to eat matzah, what happens if I happen to be blowing shofar just because I enjoy it, not because I know it's Rosh, I'm doing it for the mitzvah? So there are many contradictions throughout Shas and throughout Shitas HaRambam about mitzvah srichas kavana, various different mitzvahs. But the Rambam definitely says when it comes to shofar, you need kavana. You need kavana by shofar. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara, ha-mis'asik b'tekiyah shofar l'hislamed, if somebody's just practicing shofar because they're trying to get better at blowing shofar, lo yotze yidei chovaso, he's not yotze yischiv. He's not focusing on blowing shofar. V'chena shomem and mis'asik lo yotze. And also, if you heard from somebody who's just involved in trying out and practicing, but not having kavana for the mitzvah, not yotze. But niskaven, once you have kavana, so then you can have kavana mashmiya, kavana shomea, you need both. Mitzvah srichas kavana. So the Rambam doesn't always say that by other mitzvahs. Some other mitzvahs, he says, mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. So again, one of the ways to get out of it and to answer is that there are different types of mitzvahs. Shofar might be one that requires kavana because shofar is a form of tefillah and tefillah requires kavana. Right? The Rambam says that in Ilchas Tefillah, that kavana tefillah shi'ifanez libo mikol machashavos v'yira atzmo kilu ha'omid lefnei hashchina. We see ourselves as if I'm standing in front of Hashem. Whenever I daven, I have to be supplanted and uprooted and see myself as if I'm in the Makom HaMikdash speaking to Hashem. But maybe now we understand the first Gemara we started off with. How does shofar make us Kilu Kodesh Kadashim? What does that mean on a halachic basis? Right, no other mitzvah makes me consider myself as if I'm in somewhere else. Why do we say that the rules for in Kategor Nasa Sanegor apply only in the Kodesh Kadashim and to shofar wherever you are? Because shofar brings us into the Kodesh Kadashim. If shofar has this other element of tefillah, then it's understood. That's what tefillah does. Tefillah makes us inside the Kodesh Kadashim. So too, that is what shofar is meant to do. Good. Part one. Second part of our discussion could be, so what's the purpose of a tefillah without words? That's what shofar is, but what's it supposed to mean for us? What's the significance of davening to Hashem with words and then davening to Hashem without words? So says the Shem Yishmuel. And then I'll add on a little bit. Maybe the Shem Yishmuel says it earlier, but we'll expand. The Shem Yishmuel says in his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, which is page Lamed Ches in my edition, Shana Stafrei Shayin Vav, page Ayin Ches, he says, shofar is not limited in its impact and in its distance traveled. Every time we use words in our prayers, that's somehow limited in terms of how high it could get up, because after all, words are physical, so to speak. Words come from our tongue and our teeth and our lips, and they're sounds that we create. And therefore, because it's milubash, because these sounds are clothed with the elements of our mouth and our teeth and our tongue, that's why it's limited to how far up it could get. But the shofar is a tefillah that it's from a different world. It's just from the inside of us, and it goes all the way up. It's not covered. It's not clothed with our mouth and the causes of our mouth and the limits of our mouth, so it could go even higher. That's the Shemi Shmuel. Hine tefillah himosheches shefa milamala kimahusa kenam shachasa. Hainu. Dibur is covered by the peh. V'hu ruchani b'levush gashmi. It's ruchani, but it has a physical levush. But when it comes to akein moshechas kuduk masash b'milamala nami ruchani b'levush gashmi, it's still limited. Aval ein b'kocha lahamshich milamala ruchani b'li levush gashmi yosemi mahutatzmitz. Avach shofar who hevel hayotzi mipnimius halev, but shofar goes from our all the way deep down in our inside. Built in islabish behemotzos, it's not covered. The kli shofar in inome etzam akol, and the kli, the shofar, is just helping create the sounds, but it's not really related to that cheftza, as we know. Ein b'kol din gezel in terms of stealing a shofar. Ve'inenu misachidim hevel halev, it's not connected, and therefore yish b'kocho nami lahamshich milamala hashpa ruchanit. Bilti mislabeshes begashmius. Right, and just to add to that, I've heard, I don't know if he says it somewhere else, and today was the day, Rosh Hashanah was day 6 of creation. That was the day that Adam was created. That was the day that Hashem blew into Adam a nishmas chayim. He blew into Adam and to each of us a neshama. So maybe this is kind of acknowledging that and blowing back. Hashem blew into us nishmas chayim. We, on Rosh Hashanah, blow to him the sound of the shofar, which is again totally spiritual, not garbed by the physical motzaos hapeh, and therefore we use that type of tefillah. That is number one, Shemi Shmuel. But there are two other ideas, both from Rav Soloveitchik in different places, that maybe we can mention as well. And that is, number one, Rav Soloveitchik talks about in Yimei HaZikaron. We daven on Rosh Hashanah, but do we really say everything we need to say? Right? Do we finish? Do we really, we daven for many hours, but is it all done afterwards? Can we really say, okay, we've asked for everything we wanted to ask for, we thanked for everything we need to thank for, it's done. Really, we can never be done. We can never be done any day of the year. Remember, that's the message of the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lama Gimel. Right, well, Lama Gimel, there was a chazan that went to daven in the shul of Rabbi Chanina, and he gets up, and during Chazara Doshatz, he says, Amar Hakel Agadol Agibra Vahanora Veha Adir Veha Azuz Veha Yarui Veha Chazak Veha Amitz Veha Vadai Veha Nechbad. He adds in 10 different adjectives to describe God in the middle of the Amida. Himten Lord Shasiyem. So Rabbi Chanina didn't want to interrupt him. He waited till he finished. And Kisiyem Amarleim. When he finished, he said, Siyamtinu Lukul Shivchei Demarech. Right? Now you got it? Did you really describe Hashem perfectly now? You added on those adjectives and now you really described him? Lumbali kulehai, what are you doing? Anan, hani tlas damrinan. We say 3 words because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Ekev. Hagadol agiber vanora. We only say those words because Moshe said it. Ilav damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu ba'orais, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have said them. V'yotzu anek nashek as a gadola, v'taknir b'tvila, and the ashek as a gadola wouldn't have been misakin it. Lo havinan yichol namemer lehu. We wouldn't be able to even start because we can never finish. V'atamir kulehai, you added on. It gives a mushel. It's like a king who has thousands and thousands of gold, and you say, oh wow, you have a lot of great, beautiful silver. You're not in the same league. So, meaning the message is you can never finish davening to Hashem. Finish thanking and finish praising. And that's where Rav Soloveitchik says, that's why on the way out of davening, we always say Aleinu. Aleinu l'shabeach. Right, what does that sound like? We have to praise Hashem. Shouldn't that be the first tefillah of the day? Shouldn't it be the last tefillah of the day? But we acknowledge as we leave that we can never finish. So that's maybe the message of shofar also. The shofar is our dot, dot, dot. We daven everything we can, and then we say, Hashem, you finish the job. You finish it for us. Dot, dot, dot. That is message number two. And the third related but different idea, Rav Soloveitchik says, is that do we ever know what really is good for us? We make decisions, we try, we think this job is the best job for us. We think this girl is the best girl for us. We think a lot of things, but we don't know. We have no idea. That's why we daven every day, v'kabel berachamim, uvratzon, es tefilaseinu. Hashem, don't just accept our tefillah, accept it with rachamim. Make sure it's good for me. Make sure that, you know, I'm davening for the right thing. If I'm not davening for the right thing, then don't accept. Right? That's something that, you know, comes up all the time. That's why the Ksav Sofer writes in Parshas Naso. That's why Berachas Konim are so general. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. She should give you a bracha, he should guard you. That could work for anything. You could fit anything into Berachas Konim. They're so general for that reason. So we're asking Hashem for the bracha that you know could fit in. We don't want to limit it. Right? And that's why, maybe that's the point of the shofar. Hashem, we say, Hashem, fill in the blank today. We don't want to take any chances. It's Rosh Hashanah. So we'll daven with words, but then also you fill in what we really need and what's really good for us. And Rav Soloveitchik writes, Rav Shetler quotes this in Mipnini Arav, fascinatingly what he said, you don't know how hard I davened to Hashem that I wouldn't have to leave Europe. You don't know how hard I davened. Baruch Hashem, Hashem did not answer my tefillos. Hashem atovo ki bel tefillosav, ki ilu hayanishar chalila b'Europa, hayanofa b'sakana sanatsim. Right? We wouldn't have made it. But Hashem didn't listen, because Hashem knew, b'kabel barachamim uvratzon es tefillaseinu. So that's another idea of shofar. Shofar is about recognizing that we can't know exactly what's good for us, and therefore we leave it out. So the Shem Yishmuel and two thoughts of Rav Soloveitchik about shofar as tefillah. Okay, we'll stop here.